It is time to talk about all the fun coming to the Racine area. Raymond Ellison is here from 5K Events. Those are the folks who handle all the entertainment, all the shows coming to, and all the programs coming to Festival Park, also known as Rotary Park, Festival Hall, and also Memorial Hall. You got all three places. When you say Rotary Park, do people know what you're talking about?
Never. Never know.
It's a shame because that's the name of it now.
Oh, yeah.
They even got a sign out front, Rotary Park. And you say, Rotary Park, is that in Caledonia? Where is that? In Madison?
Right.
No, it's Festival Park with the name of Rotary Park. Beautiful right. place. What a fortunate place. Do you know what was there before Festival Park?
Well, I heard it was a few different things. I heard there was some sort of skating ring.
Well, the skating rink was there, but it was a car dealership, Don Hudson.
Wow.
They sold cars right there. It was a car dealership, and then the city got a hold of it and made it Festival Park, which became Rotary Park. And, of course, Memorial Hall, 100 years ago on December 6th, 100 years ago, was the first broadcast of WRJN at Memorial Hall.
That's
100
amazing.
Years ago. Yep. That was it. Memorial Hall. I wasn't there. But I heard stories. It was a live concert, orchestra concert. And these were the beginning days of radio.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it is today and everything. And not a lot of people had radios. But they wanted to sell them, so you got to broadcast if you want to sell them, or it doesn't work like that. All right, so 5K Events. Why don't you explain to people what 5K Events is? Because you hear it, but people may not know what it is.
Yeah, so 5K Events, it is an organization who operates Festival Hall, which is Festival Hall, Rotary Park, and also Memorial Hall. So we do a lot of different events. We actually are the subholders of events. So if you are looking to plan an event, you can reach out to us. We can get you a 5K event race schedule. We also do the races as well. Our farmers market, if you're looking to be a vendor at one of our Saturday farmers market, you can come down and also attend that as well.
Hey, and you got nice shirts too. Events shirts. That's pretty neat. Okay. So 5K Events handles that. Obviously 5K runners. That's where you started the whole thing by running. Okay. Let's talk about some of the events coming up here. August 29th, the Racine Farmers Market, Apple Day.
Oh yeah. So Apple Day. So just like last week, Saturday, we had our corn on the cob day. So we had a lot of corn. Everything was about corn. So the next farmer's market, the 29th, will be Apple Day. So that would be all about apple pies, apple sauce, apples, anything that has to do with apples. The farmer's market would be all about apples.
They're telling corny jokes on corn day?
Probably.
You know, I've never had an apple in my life.
Jeez, you're missing out.
I never had an apple. One day I had applesauce as a little kid and didn't like it. And so, yeah, I never had an apple. Now, my wife, my daughter, everyone loves apples. I mean, there's apples all over our house, but I never had one. Oh, I don't know why.
Golden apples are the best.
Yeah, I never did. I know it is. I'm like, they never had an apple. What are you, communist? What's with you? Never had an apple. Okay, that's on August 29th, the Racine Farmers Market on the grounds at Rotary Park Festival Park. Okay, coming up on September 5th, this seems like something I would like.
Yeah, so that's the Bacon 5K in the Racine Farmers Market Salsa Showdown.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, so that's our 17th annual 5K run and walk, and then also our bacon and salsa and beer. So on that day, you'll have a lot of different organizations actually competing in the contest who can make the best salsa. So if you're looking to come try some salsa and get in on that test to see who can be the winner, come on down.
I told this on the air before. The public library once had a salsa. I don't know if it was salsa, but kind of a hot sauce eating contest. Uh-huh. Not a contest, but a sampling.
Yeah.
And you just sign up for it. You go in there. It was free. And there were about 12 people, maybe a little more in there. And they had 10 different types. They were masked, so you couldn't see what you were tasting. And they had chips on the table. And it was pretty good. 1 through 7 were hot. Very good, though. Number 8. I took a bite of it on the chip, and I said, I got to go to the hospital. I can't. My mouth is on fire. And there was one other guy, too. It was like a mouse running around the room, and I couldn't handle it. I said, wow, I can't put it. So they had milk there. So you can drink milk just to put the fire out. And I said, I can't do that. Number 9, number 10, the same thing. It turns out number 8 and number 10 were cooking hot sauces. We were supposed to put one drop in the pot when you're cooking. I put a bunch on a chip. Like, but I was, me and this other guy were the only two that could. I would say, hospital. I thought this is it. I thought they'll never put the fire out. So
I'm not.
But that's not going to be this.
Hot.
It is not going to be this.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I hope not.
Okay, that's not going to be this. Yeah, that was at the library. It was a fun event. I just didn't think my mouth was going to burn off when I was there. That's pretty neat. It's called Bacon and Five Kegs.
Yep.
So beer there, too?
Oh, yeah.
I know you're not going to believe this. I never had a beer in my life.
Oh, you're missing out on that as well.
I never had one. It's not that I, you know, nothing about it. I just never had it. It never came up, and I just never had it.
Wow.
I just never came up.
You have to stop down sometime.
Beer and apples. That's what I need.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's a big event coming up on September 18th, the NAACP Freedom Fund Banquet. Let's talk about that for a while.
Oh, yeah. So that's Supporting Civil Rights Community Outreach Programs. So the title for this year is We the People. So it's the Racine Branch NAACP Freedom Fund and Theodore Harris Humanitarian Awards Dinner. So that'll be at Festival Hall. The tickets are actually for sale now at $100 per ticket. And their keynote speaker is Dr. Jamal Bryant, Building Pathways to Justice Through Racial Equity, Civil Engagement, and Institutional Policy Work.
Talk a bit about that for a while. About him.
So Jamal Bryant, he is a nationally known pastor and civil rights activist. He goes around speaking, and he's also for the people. He's also does a lot of community work. He was recently known for the Target boycott that happened for the past few months and actually restored that back within the past month or so.
That's a big event.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to sell out.
Oh, yeah.
So when can you get your tickets? Starting now?
You can get your tickets starting last week.
How do people, starting last week? Let's go back in time. So how do people do that?
Yeah, so they can go directly to our site. And you can buy tickets directly through our site, or you can go through Zephy and search up the Racine Branch NAACP, and then the title, We the People.
Yeah, but the easiest one is yours.
Correct.
So what is that?
So that would be, you can go to festivalpark.com, and you can find everything, all the information for the Racine NAACP.
Festivalpark.com.
Yep.
Easiest thing to remember.
Oh, yeah.
Festivalpark.com. All right. And that's for the NAACP Freedom Fund Banquet, and that's coming up soon. That's September 18th, a big event. That's going to be nice. Raymond Ellison is here. He is from 5K Events. Always good to talk to Raymond here. We're talking about all the events coming to Festival Park, which is also known as Rotary Park, Festival Hall, the indoor part of Festival Park, and also Memorial Hall, which is just a few doors down, the historic Memorial Hall. Okay, let's talk about Spudfest. This is part of the Racine Farmers Market.
Oh, yeah. So Spudfest, it's just like our other events, our Apple Day, our Corn on the Cob Day. So Spudfest is going to be all about potatoes. So we're asking everyone to come down and support every vendor that is down there, all the local farmers. Come buy some potatoes, buy some apples, buy some fruit, anything that you're looking for. You can get it down at the farmer's market.
Here's something I don't understand, but it's wonderful for people that are into this. Legos. Brick City's Lego Convention. Now, for people that don't know, Legos, those little plastic things where you could snap on another one and build something with it, just keep snapping them together. When my daughter was little, I bought her a set for a couple of bucks, but they're expensive now.
Very,
very expensive.
Very.
And the people who are such Lego fans are rabid about it. They just love Legos. I don't get it, but as is me, you probably don't get it either.
Oh, yeah. I don't get it either, but hey.
But this thing is going to be huge. It's the Lego Convention, Brick City's Lego Convention, coming up. What's it, September 18th and 19th?
September 26th and 27th.
Oh, is that what that line crossed out through there means?
Oh, yeah.
And that somebody wrote down 26th through 27th. Is that what that means? Okay. So it's actually September 26th through 27th.
Correct.
I got out of order on this thing. But that's going to be huge.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a huge. Our first time coming down to Festival Hall, so we're hoping for a big turnout, as we have been receiving a lot of calls to verify that this is a real event.
Now, why would people think it's not real? Why would you think, oh, yes, we're advertising it, but it's not real. You're going to come here. It's going to be empty.
Exactly. Why?
But this is going to be huge.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now, what is Brick Cities?
Brick City, you know, I'm still learning a lot about Brick City. So hopefully I learn a lot more when this event comes up so I can be able to explain that a little bit better.
But you know about Legos.
Oh, I know somewhat about Legos. I had to do some history when I heard there was going to be a convention.
Just don't step on one with your bare feet.
Oh, you're like attack on the ground.
Very painful.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about October already. Oh, no, October. Stand Down. This is the Racine County Veterans Expo. Stand Down. This is real important.
Oh, yeah. So the Stand Down, so that's the Racine County's Expo. So that'll be at our Festival Park and our Rotary Park. It's an annual thing that happens. So we're asking everyone to support the Racine County veterans. Reach out to them. See how you can support and help.
The Policeman's Ball is coming up October 10th.
Oh, yeah. So October 10th is the Racine Policeman's Ball. So it's a form of fundraising and community support event. It's connected with Soul, so support our local enforcement. It brings together police officers. It brings together the community members, businesses, sponsors, and local leaders for an evening of dinner, entertainment, raffles, and a silent auction. You have to be present to win the silent auction, so come out and support.
Yeah, and if you're a crook, stay away.
Oh, yeah, you might want to stay away.
You always hear these stories about some idiot who tries to rob someplace, and it's the police are training inside. And they try to rob. I mean, talk about your bad time. There's like 300 cops there, and you're trying to rob.
Bad time.
You hear about it all the time. Okay, coming up October 17th, the First Brigade Band. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah. So this is going to be an event where you're going to hear a lot of music. At Memorial Hall. Yeah. Yep, so you're going to hear a lot of music from the Civil War time. So there's going to be dance lessons starting at 6:15, a small hors d'oeuvre served with the cash bar, 50-50 raffles, door prizes. And the tickets are actually on sale now. For an individual, it's $45, a student, $35, and a group of four plus, it'd be $40 per ticket.
Now, you brought a giant poster in for this, First Brigade Band.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a Civil War theme. Do you have to dress like the Civil War?
You would hope so.
You know, I was telling you, we went to the unveiling of the sign, the memorial monument for Camp Utley, which was located on Wisconsin Avenue. Just about a few houses down from a few houses north of Lake Oaks, right there on the lake. And there were women dressed in the Civil War outfits and those big billowy dresses and everything. And I said, wow, that looks authentic until you see her holding a cell phone. Kind of ruined the whole thing.
Yeah.
Leave your cell phones at home.
Brings you up to speed.
Well, who came up with that idea? First Brigade Band.
You know, I believe this is the first time we're actually having this event.
Yeah, I never heard of it before.
Yeah, so I'm looking to learn a lot more about this as well. I actually want to be present to see how this actually turns out.
And leave your muskets at home. And everything muskets.
And your cell phones.
And your cell phones at home. We don't want to ruin it. All right, the Racine Farmers Market, October 24th, Fall Fest.
Oh, yeah, so we're getting into the Halloween season around this time. So there's going to be pumpkins, German beer. All at the farmer's market, we're going to have music. We're going to have a open bar there. A cash bar, I should say. I don't want anybody to get it the wrong idea. So that's going to be down at Rotary Park from 9 to 1.
Coming together, Racine, same day, October 24th.
Oh, yeah. So that's going to be at Festival Hall, so in the indoors. That's going to be celebrating the First Nations caretakers of this land.
November 11th, very important day. It's Veterans Day, the RCV Veterans Celebration, the annual Veterans Day ceremonies at Memorial Hall.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Memorial Hall was, by the way. It was started for the veterans.
Yeah.
And you could see, if you go into Memorial Hall, they have all the designations from all the wars from the veterans.
Wow.
And, dad was a veteran of World War II, so it's always important to me.
Yeah, that's amazing.
17 years old, he was in the Navy. He was a Navy tail gunner. In a plane at 17, he was in the Pacific for 4 years, and all he did was, he was a tail gunner. 17 he started. He started right after Pearl Harbor Day. He went in, then he didn't come out till the war was almost over.
That's amazing.
I know, 17. I'm thinking when I was doing it 17, trying to get a date with somebody at high school.
I think I was too.
How can I ask her out to the prom? And my father was out there with fighting the enemies with as a tail gunner. Whoa, so that's an important day. It's a Veterans Day celebration, and that will be at Memorial Hall November 11th. November 16th, we start with the Festival of Trees. We're talking about that already. Wow.
Oh, yeah. So now we're getting into the good season that we're all excited for. So that starts our annual Festival of Trees. It's a month-long of celebrating of charitable givings. So that'll be November 16th through December 6th.
Wow, Festival of Trees. I love that. It, you know, it really puts you in the mood, too. You see a lot of nice tree decorations. Then you go home and look at your sad tree.
Yeah, no gifts under.
Gifts, no decorations. Looks like the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Remember
right.
that?
The Grinch who stole Christmas.
Okay. Thanksgiving Racine. This is an annual event, and I've been to this before. The National Turkey Trot and Thanksgiving Feast at Festival Hall.
Oh, yeah. So if you're looking for a great Thanksgiving dinner, come on down and enjoy some good time, good fellowship down at Festival Hall.
And the turkey trot, same day.
Oh, same day.
Yeah. And what is a turkey trot?
So that's a National Turkey Trot Thanksgiving feast. So it's
that's what it's called. Okay. All right. The Caledonia Conservancy, December 4th. It's a holiday wine tasting.
Well, yeah. So that'd be at Festival Hall. So if you're looking to get tickets, I'm sure they'll be posted very soon.
The Racine Symphony Orchestra is going to be there all that same night at the Christmas concert. And I'm going to tell you a story about this in a minute. That's at Memorial Hall, though.
Yep.
So the Racine Symphony Orchestra was at Festival Hall this particular year. And I think Greg Berg was supposed to MC it, but for some reason he couldn't. So they asked me if I would MC it. That's all right. Got my tuxedo and everything. And I was getting engaged to my present-day wife at the time. It was 20 years ago.
Wow.
And so we got the ring and everything, but she had no idea that I told the conductor, the band leader, the symphony leader, and I said, at intermission, I'm going to bring her up on stage and propose to her. So he told the members of the orchestra, do not walk off the stage. Stay right where you are when there's an intermission. Don't leave. And I got down on one knee, and luckily she was dressed beautifully. And it was also the night that our sister cities from France were there.
Wow.
And there were hundreds and hundreds of people that got down on one knee. She was shaking. Thank goodness she said yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did she say yes that night?
That would have been the longest walk off the stage.
Yeah. They would have had to play a sad song as you exit.
It was 20 years ago, and it was in October, I think, because we got married in November. So
and they're still a very good band.
Yeah.
The orchestra, I should say.
Yeah. Oh, that was some night. Whoa. And it was 20 years ago. Okay, so it's coming up again. This is December 4th at Memorial Hall. Grinchmas! Coming up on December 19th. What's that?
Oh, yeah. So that's all about fun Christmas games with a Grinch theme. So you might even see Patrick Flynn dressed inside of a Grinch costume.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is he showing off his true personality?
Yeah, he doesn't know that yet, but hopefully once he hears this, he's going to say yes.
The Grinchmas. So that's going to be at Festival Hall. And that is just fun games with a Grinch theme. And you have to get tickets for that? How does that work?
No, I don't believe there's any tickets. You just come down and just enjoy some community. Yeah.
Okay. And just a sneak peek into 2027. Can't believe I said that.
Yeah.
The Heritage Bowl celebration's coming up. It's a holiday wine tasting February 20th.
Oh, yeah.
Of next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting into next year already.
And March 1st will be the Empty Bowls, the hunger fighting event. This is huge every year, the empty bowl event.
Oh, yeah. Every year.
Okay. Thank you for coming in, my friend.
Of course. Thanks for inviting me.
Raymond Ellison. That's a lot of stuff to keep in your head. And you did it with the use of a cell. What would you do if you didn't have a cell phone with you?
You know, I try to keep everything in my head, but, you know, cell phones, they help out nowadays.
Pretty, you know, I'm telling you, in about 30, 40 years from now, people are going to say, cell phones?
Yeah.
They depended on cell phones?
We're going to be flying cars soon.
I mean, I still use DVDs and Blu-rays and VHS occasionally, and young people say, DVDs, Blu-rays, what are you talking about? VHS? Yeah. Wasn't that Alexander Graham Bell? Didn't he invent VHS? That's how old it is. Thank you, Raymond, for coming
Thank you.
Raymond Ellison from 5K Events. They handle all the events at Rotary Park, a.k.a. Festival Park, Festival Hall, and Memorial Hall. What a great gem to have in the city of Racine.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad you guys signed another deal to manage it.
Oh, yeah, we're hoping to stay as long as we can.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. Till cell phones are no good anymore.
Oh, yeah, till we're flying cars.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, my friend.